Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody loves us like Jesus. Such a true song, such true words never spoken. Well, good evening, everybody. This is Jeannie, and I just want to welcome each and everyone here tonight and say thank you, thank you, thank you for taking your time to be with me, because you have no idea how much it means to me and how much I appreciate you. It is August the 16th. I guess we're officially halfway through the month today. Time flies, doesn't it? Monday nights, and it's a good day. It's a good day. We didn't have any rain here today, but we had some in the last day too, and the temps have been just a little bit cooler, and that's nice, you know. It's nice to drop out of those mid-90s into low 90s or high 80s. It's a welcomed relief, and so nice to get a little rain on my yard and on my flowers and things like that. I do like yard pretties. I don't do live flowers in the house, really. I do fake ones in the house more, but I do love pretty yard pretties. But anyhow, something I was wanting to talk to y'all about tonight, and just something I'm seeing in my own life, but I'm seeing just kind of across the body of Christ, is God seems very much to be in the process of removing and cutting away things, those unnecessary things out of people's lives, and those things that would hold them back from the future, from holding back, that would just delay their moving forward into the things of God, those things that would, some things that would be harmful to us, some things that are distractions. Just see the Lord really with so many people, you know, he's repositioning people. I mean, we're seeing that. Certainly God is in the process of trying to do that with us. You know, he's trying to do that in the process with Randy, with the studio. And, you know, there's very possible that they will, he and Julie will end up moving in the, you know, that they may end up moving to the property they buy too. That remains to be seen. But I just see God making changes in people's lives, disconnecting us from certain people. And it doesn't mean that the ones he's disconnecting us from are bad. It just means some things are unimportant to our future. You know, they may be a distraction. It may be something that would delay us, would keep us going in a different direction. You know, when God told Abraham, he told him, he said, leave your family and go to a land that you've never been to. You know, and I'm sure Abraham's like the rest of us. I'm sure he loved his family. I don't know how many folks he had where he was, but there's a good chance, particularly in that day, that he had quite a few. And even then, he took Lot with him, which was against what the Lord had told him. You know, and there ended up being some problems with that later, you know, with him having Lot. But the Lord, you know, he told him not only to leave his family, you know, to disconnect from those things that he was so familiar with, those people that he had been around so much. You know, and sometimes we might think, like, well, why would God do that? You know, God loves family, and yes, he does. But he is more interested in the future that he has for us, in our purpose, in our destiny, really even than friendships and things like that. You know, he'll develop new friendships. When God sends us to a place, he'll have people prepared there to receive us. There will be a people that have been set aside, so to speak, to be our godly connections in other places. You know, and he sent him to a place that he didn't even know. He was just like, journey and I will show you. Go and I will show you. And I've seen the Lord do that in people's lives now, moving people around, you know. I've had people tell me and say, well, why do you want to move up to that area? You got kinfolk up there? I'm like, no. You know, well, is there job stuff up there? No. There's none of that. Are there some people up there we know? Yeah, a few. And some of those we've met during the years that we've been searching up in there. But it's a place that God has said to go. It's a place that he has called us to. You know, in 1981, when my husband and I got married, I mean, immediately, by now you know me, I love horses. Immediately, I had sold all my horses from a teenager, and I didn't have any. So when we were getting married, and this actually was probably a week before we got married, some horses come up for sale in the area that we're looking now. I'd never been up there, to be honest. I had never had any reason to be up in that area. And we went up there to look at two or three horses that were for sale. And when we got up in that area, we felt so drawn to it. I mean, our hearts just like leapt out of our chest, it seemed like, that we were like, this is so beautiful. We just felt so connected to it, so drawn to it. And we did, you know, we did buy the horses. And but for several years after that, we kept saying, oh, I wish we could move up there. We wish, and of course, my husband didn't have a job up in that area. I knew no one up in that area other than just the acquaintance I had just made from the gentleman that we bought the horses from. But see, even then, God was pulling our hearts because he had called us to an area that we weren't familiar with, but it was an area that he had chosen. So then now, here 40 years later, when the Lord has, you know, has made it very clear, actually starting with the prophetic word from Randy, that this is the area that God is calling us to now, we both were like, oh my gosh, that's the very area when we first got married, that when we went up there, we felt so drawn to there. And for 3 or 4 years afterwards, just kept thinking, oh, I wish we could move up there. You know, we just, it was just nothing more than a God connection, you know, had no reason to want to move up there, knew no one up in that area, but we felt compelled to be there. It was the Spirit of God within us was saying, this is it. This is the area you're supposed to be. And see, God is moving people around now. He's connecting people to new things. And people are in the process of being refined. You know, not only me, but many others. I mean, God's dealing with many people about their health, about their eating habits, about how much they exercise, getting excess weight off, cutting things. You know, the word says set aside those weights. And I guess in this case you could call that literally, but those weights and those sins that so easily beset us. There are things that God is cutting from our life and is dealing with us about, all of us. You know, disconnecting us from groups, getting ready or maybe already connecting you to new groups or new peoples or preparing you to, maybe disconnecting you from a job because he's going to put you somewhere else and he needs, you know, he needs to close that door and because he's going to open another one. He's transforming us. He's changing the way we think. Some of the old attitudes that we've grown up with, you know, old beliefs. Church beliefs, even religious beliefs, God's been in the process of cutting those away, of causing us to see truth, of calling us to the Word of God, and then enlightening our hearts. You know, things, scriptures, and Randy's talked about this recently too, things that we believed one way and God now bringing correction to us, excuse me, so that we understand God saying, no, that wasn't quite what that meant. That wasn't quite what I was saying. There's another way of looking at this. But seeing all of this, God is preparing us for the end time. And he's perfecting, says, you know, God's perfecting those things that are within us because he's trying to make us more. So the word says when Christ comes back that we will look like him. So he's trying to make us look more like Jesus. He is the author and the perfecter of our faith. He's changing us. We're going through transformation. You know, I thought earlier today about the story of Gideon. Let's see if I can find that. Let's see. Yeah, how that God trimmed that army down. It said in Judges 7, said in Jerubbaal, there was also known as Gideon, got up early along with all his soldiers. They encamped near the Herod Spring. The Midian encampment lay in the valley to their north near the hill of Morah. The Lord told Gideon, you have too many soldiers with you for me to drop Midian into their hands because Israel would become arrogant and say, it was my own abilities that delivered me. That's why you're to ask in full view of the soldiers, whoever's afraid or is trembling may but go back from Mount Gilead and return home. And so 22,000 soldiers left and 10,000 remained. There are still too many soldiers, the Lord told Gideon. Bring them down to the water and I'll refine them for you there. Therefore, when I say to you, this one will be going with you, he'll go with you, but no one may go about whom I tell you, this one won't be going with you. So he brought the soldiers down to the water, and the Lord told Gideon, you are to call out anyone who laps up water with his tongue like a dog from everyone who kneels to drink. The contingent of soldiers who lapped water with their hands to their mouths numbered 300 men, but everyone else kneeled to drink water. Then the Lord told Gideon, I'm going to deliver you with the 300 soldiers who lapped by giving the Midianites into your control. Send everyone else back to their homes. See, God is, he's cutting us down to, what do I say, cutting us down to fighting weight in so many ways. In that case, of course, the Lord was saying that he would not, that they would try to take the glory to themselves, that many would say, oh, it was the great army of Gideon. But see, by cutting them down to 300, they knew that it was all God. It was all God. But God brought those ones through with him that were the right ones to go through the battle with him. Those that were afraid, two-thirds of them went home, a little over two-thirds of them. And then those that, of course, it's very important when they lap, you know, those that would lay down and lap like a dog, they would not be able to watch around them, as opposed to those that would kneel and take the water in their hand and lap it out of their hand. See, they've always got their eyes up. They can see what's going around there. They're not vulnerable to attack as much. But we see God doing that. God is separating his people out. You know, the word talks about, says, easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. But see, we've heard more teaching on that the eye of the needle actually was a gate, I believe in Jerusalem. And so the gate that was so small that they would have to unpack those camels. They would have to unpack them, you know, because those camels, they would be packed, you know, they would have a load on them, you know, whatever they had on them. And when they would bring them to that gate, the camel couldn't walk through that gate with that load on. So they would have to take that load off that camel and, I guess, you know, carry that load through the gate and then lead the camel through the gate. And then I suppose then they would load the camel back up then. But supposedly this gate was called Eye of the Needle. And I thought, you know, Lord, that's what you're doing with us. All those unnecessary things, Lord, are being cut away. You know, I've seen myself in the last few years so many times, God disconnected me from groups and peoples that I had been a part of their life, you know, or they had been a part of my life. I had been a part of them. And it wasn't because it was bad. You know, there were many wonderful things accomplished in those connections, God connections. They were God connections during the time that I was with them. But when that assignment or that season was over, God disconnected me from the majority of them. But see, in those times, he let me be fed and to grow and to learn and to be nurtured and to have that undergirding that I really needed at that time. And then he started to call us unto himself, and he's like, I'm jealous over you. You're mine. I've let you have a time of nurturing. I've let you have that extra that you needed. You know, God always lets us be nurtured, of course. But sometimes we need that extra. And I had seasons in my life that I needed that extra. But then, see, then he starts calling us more unto himself, where that we're communing with him more, we're learning from him more than we are even from others. I cannot tell you the countless times that God has led me through dreams, that he has encouraged me through dreams. Many times he has warned me through dreams. And sometimes he's just given me understanding through dreams. But see, those things I always knew was from God, because see, I can't make myself dream. See, that's not somebody else's opinion. That's not somebody else's input. You know, I always knew that was from God. That was from him. You know, and I cherish those times because, you know, sad to say, in some ways, many times when God was preparing to disconnect me from someone. And I have to say, most of the time it was church folk. You know, the Lord, there were several times that the Lord gave me warning dreams about churches or warning dreams about individuals that if I did not cut the ties with them, that it would affect my destiny. You know, and all I can say is the enemy, you know, sometimes the enemy comes in and disrupts things. You know, if he can't, if he's not able to get us, then he'll try to infiltrate the ones that are around us, whether it's family, loved ones, friends, and things like that, because he's always just trying to steal, kill, and destroy. But see, God in his graciousness, he's always drawing us and leading us. And when we allow him to lead us, just like when he told Abraham, you know, leave your family, leave the place you've lived and come to a place. Go with me to a place that you've never been. And God blessed him. God blessed him so hugely. But I'm sure that was challenging. You know, he had family, he had friends, he had loved ones. He had business acquaintances. I'm sure that he had been around for years. I'm sure a home that he loved or land that he loved. But see, God's always going to bless us. He's always going to increase us. When we obey him and we follow God, and, you know, we always have to just look back on the scripture that says, I know the plans I have for you, to do you good and not harm, to give you a hope and a future. That although we may not always understand what's going on at the moment, and sometimes we may not even be able to see the whys, you know, right at that moment, we may not see the whys. Sometimes you may not ever see the whys. But we know that whatever God, what God removes or what God calls us away from, that it's always going to be for our good. It's always going to be for our good. He's always blessing. He's always doing things that increases us. And will it be hard? Sure. Sometimes. Now, I have to say in my own case, most of the time when God was preparing to pull me away, I would feel, and I don't, you know, I can't say everybody's like this, but I would feel like a disinterest setting in. It was like my interest would start to wane. And the first time that happened, I didn't really understand it because I wasn't familiar with it. Finally, it took a prophetic word from a lady that didn't know anything was going on, you know, didn't know me well enough to know anything was going on, that caused me to realize it was God. And then after that, it was kind of perked my ears that way. It's like, okay, God, now I'm understanding, you know, when I'm feeling those things, that you're talking to me. And so it's a process. I mean, we learn to hear God. We learn to move with God. We learn to understand when he's talking and how he moves in our hearts. Well, I said there were times when I didn't hear good enough that he would give me dreams that would be a whole lot clearer. You know, most of us are very visual in our learning. I know I am. And I think the majority of people are. So, anyhow, I hope that this makes sense to you. I think it did. Let's see, I'm going to end. Let's see. Hebrews 12:1 says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Which I spoke on that scripture a little earlier, but God, we are in a race that, a journey with the Lord, and he has great plans for us. But I think we absolutely, and I just sense it in my heart, we're in a season of transition for so many, a season of blooming into what God has wanted for us, a season that some things are having to be set aside, some things are having to be cut off, and it is a time that God will, we'll see if we will say yes. That we'll say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I want you more than anything else. Yes, Lord, you're more important than than a job, than a home, than a relationship. Yes, Lord. Amen. Okay. I'm going to play another song while I write down phone numbers, and then we'll begin to take callers.
But Christ lives within me.
Well, Lord, I thank you tonight for each and everyone here. And, Father, I just ask that you bless their lives and their hearts, Lord, that you open all of our ears to hear and our eyes to see, Lord, that we will follow you closely, Lord, that we will hear you correctly, Lord, that we will be quick to obey. And, Lord, I thank you for your precious and tremendous love and your guidance and, Lord, just how you love to pour out your blessings on us. Lord, we just exalt you, and we thank you, and we love you. And Lord, we lift you up on our praises, and we say glory, glory to Jesus, glory to Father God. We love you, and we honor you. Amen. All right, my first caller tonight is 251-342.
Hi.
Are you Miss Latrice? Are you, darling?
Yes.
It's good to hear from you tonight. I hope all is well with you.
Good to be heard from.
I understand that. Good to be here. Let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Miss Latrice and God. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the blooming. I thank you for the blooming. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the blooming that you're doing in Latrice's life. You know, I'm a little surprised to hear that. To be honest, that wasn't initially, the Lord had already been showing me some things about you actually before I clicked on your name. And that just like popped out of my mouth. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for the coming forth that you are doing in Latrice. Father, that she is going to be surprised at herself. Lord, she's going to be surprised at who she is when she looks back in the future. Lord, when she looks back upon where she's come from and how she's grown, there's been transformation. Latrice, before I had clicked on your name and I had seen your call, I got the sense of wrestling. It was like I could see you wrestling and not wrestling in a bad way, but wrestling almost like a butterfly that's trying to come out of the cocoon. And I just really sense that you have been in a time of transformation or still in the process, quite honestly. But God is, you're coming out more, you're coming out with more than what you would have thought. You're coming out more transformed than what you would have thought going in. You know, that butterfly, you know, when he's a caterpillar and he's just going and doing his business, and I don't know what all caterpillars do. I know they eat my tomatoes and things like that. But, you know, they'll eat the leaves, and they just do what caterpillars do, and they're real comfortable with it, and they're like, okay, I'm just a caterpillar, and I know how to do this, and I, you know, I know how to be a caterpillar. You know, and when what God has put within them, when that time comes for them to be transformed, and they build that little cocoon around them, and then this transformation is taking in place, then it's a wrestle for them to get out of there. You know, they have to chew and fight and push to get their way back out of that cocoon. But see, then they become what they were really created for. They were going through the process before, but when they come out and they're able to soar, they're able to fly, you know, then they're able to eat of the nectar of those, of the flowers and, you know, all those beautiful plants are able to eat the nectar. And I'm sure that they probably pollinate just like bees and stuff do. I would think they would. But they come out with so much more. And it's just the sense I had got is that you have been in a time of wrestling, just in a time of wrestling. And I know you're busy and you're doing a lot and God is using you in the process. God has been working through you. You're ministering to people. I mean, I know that. God's using you in the natural realm and the job that you have. But I still sense that, you know, like the word I heard, blooming. Thank you, Lord, for the blooming. That you are coming out. I just have that sense that you're not going to recognize yourself, you know, a year or two, three down the road as to even to what you are now. That you're going to be surprised at who you are and the life that you live. And the things that God accomplishes and the changes that he's making in your life. And I just sense that things will not always be as they are. some things will be, but there's going to be changes in your life, I believe, that are going to honestly surprise you, that you're going to see, that's going to be tangible things in your life, not just spiritual changes, and yes, that is happening, but there are going to be tangible changes in your life that are going to be good changes. They're going to be pleasant. They're going to be fulfilling. They're going to be good things that you're going to look back and say, wow, I can't believe God did this much. God brought me this far. God made this much difference that his plans. I think his plans actually surpass even the plans you've had for yourself.
Why?
That you are going to be surprised at who you are and what all God has done. Like I said, a year or two, three down the road, that you're just going to go, wow. So praise God. Praise God.
Thank you, ma'am. It's good news.
It is good news. It is good news. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know what all it entails, but I just, like I said, when I saw your number up there, you were the first caller on it, and it was like before I ever started clicking on callers, God started talking about you. And then, of course, when I started to pray, that word blooming just, like, flew out of my mouth. It wasn't something that went across my head. It just, like, boom, the blooming. God is doing some great things in you and some beautiful changes and some wonderful things. And I think you're just going to be surprised at the goodness of God in your life. And like I said, not all of it just job stuff. Not all of it just job stuff.
Okay.
You have anything you want to share with us tonight, or anything in particular you want prayed about?
I need you to be in agreement with me regarding a financial blessing, if you would.
I will. Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you are the God of more than enough, that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Lord, I just ask, Lord, that you bless Latrice. Lord, that you open the windows of heaven, that she would pour out a blessing that she cannot contain. Lord, I thank you, Father, that for filling her cup to overflowing, both anointing-wise, Lord, and in provision. Father, we thank you for the treasures of heaven. Lord, we thank you that you provide in every way. Lord, that you said that we have all sufficiency in all things, health, peace, strength, Lord, provision, just everything, all sufficiency in all things. And Lord, I speak that over Latrice. And Lord, I come into agreement with her, Lord, that nothing broken, nothing missing. Lord, more than enough, not only to meet all of her needs, but more than enough to give to every good work in the kingdom. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. I received that word, Jenny, and I do thank you. And I decree the blessing to the Lord on you as well.
Thank you, ma'am. I do receive it, for sure. Will you be blessed, son, and you have a beautiful week, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Okay, hon. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 910-709. How's Miss Sylvia tonight?
She's fine. How are you?
I'm good, hon. I'm good. Feeling good.
That's good.
It's good to hear from you tonight, and I always enjoy
hearing
your testimonies and your stories of what God's doing. You're fun. You're fun. So let's, Father,
I enjoyed your word tonight.
Oh, thank you. It's just been on my heart. You know, I've just seen what God is doing and just been so aware of Him cutting things away and making changes and requiring certain things, but you know, we've walked with him enough now. We know that it's always good. So,
yes.
Bless the Lord. Let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Miss Sylvia. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the treasures, Lord, that you've put in her, the treasures, Lord, that she's laid up in heaven. Lord, I thank you, Father, that she has become and is becoming a treasure to other people. Lord, they're seeing, Father, the Spirit of God that is upon her life, the anointing that you have put within her. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, just even, Lord, even I think of the and I don't remember which one it was, Peter, and when they went to enter the temple and the beggar was laying there begging money, and they said, "Silver and gold have I none, such as I have, give I thee. Rise up and walk." Well, I feel that.
Oh,
and Lord, I thank you, Father, that there are going to be those, and there are those, that will draw up on the anointing that's on Sylvia's life. And, Lord, she will say, "Such as I have, give I thee. Give I thee." It'll be the love of God. It'll be the word of God. It'll be the healing power of God. It'll be the comfort, the same comfort that you have been comforted with. Comfort others. That's what God said. That's what the Lord said.
Oh, amen.
So all of these things that God has put into your life, that he has nurtured you with, healing and comfort and words, prophetic words of encouragement and healing and prayers, you also shall go and say, "Such as I have, I give I thee. Such as I have partaken of the Lord, such as God has poured in my life, I pour into your life. Such has been imparted to me, such as God has grown in me and has planted in me, such as God has put in me, such as God has shared with me, will I share with you." And you just being a conduit, God pouring in and you pouring out. God pouring in and you pouring out. And it won't be just in one area, just like that. It'll be numerous areas. It'll be friendship. It'll be compassion. Sometimes it may be baking a meal and taking to someone. It'll be praying healing over those. It'll be sharing the scripture with people, prophetic words over different ones. Healing. Teaching, and just many different things, visiting those in the hospital, praying the prayer of salvation, those things that God has given you, has comforted you, has helped you, you're going to pour those things out. The treasures of God being poured to others, being poured through you, others partaking of the treasures that God has put within you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for Sylvia. And thank you, Lord, for her willing heart, her heart that says, "Yes, Lord, send me." Her heart that says, "Yes, Lord, I will. I will go. I will share. I will speak. I will get up and go to church." Even when I don't feel good, Lord, no matter what's happening, Father, when you say go, that I will go. Even when it's inconvenient, I will get up and go. Lord, I'll make the phone call, maybe when I'm trying to cook supper. But, Father, I thank you, Lord, for a willing heart, that willing vessel, and that heart that loves you, Father. And I thank you, God, for all you're going to do, all the people you're going to touch through this precious lady. Lord, I thank you for pouring in, meeting all of her needs. Lord, meeting all of her needs. Lord, and bringing great joy and great satisfaction and great contentment. Lord, that she'll say, it is well with my soul. It is well. So, Lord, I bless your name in Jesus' mighty name, and I thank you for her. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you love her, that you're pleased with her. Lord, I just thank you for the authority and the growth. Lord, those places where you're taking her higher, those places where Lord, that she's graduating to higher levels. Lord, I just thank you and I praise you. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh,
God,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Because you love him, girl. You love him and you say yes. And God is just so,
yes.
He's so delight in that kind of heart.
Thank you, Father. When you said sickness, Sunday, Saturday, I started not feeling well. So Sunday morning, I said, well, I'll just lay in the bed a little longer and I'll skip Sunday school and go to church. But that didn't happen. I got up and I made it into church, to Sunday school. And at, near the end of the Sunday school, the pastor, she asked me, she said, Miss Sylvia, well, she told me, she said, the Lord said that there's four people in here, you know, that's ailing in their body, and he wants you to anoint them and pray over them this morning. And so then when that was over, I go down to church, and I stood beside a lady that I don't usually sit beside, and I felt the healing anointing going through my hand, so I looked at her and told her to touch my hand. And when she did, she fell out in the spirit. And then after church, the lady pastor asked me to come up and help pray over a lady that was bound. And I said, well, you look at that. I said, the enemy was working on me Saturday so that I would stay home on Sunday. I told the Lord, from now on, no matter what it feels like, I'm going to get up, because I know there's a block that he's given me now to not feel well and be compelled to stay home in the bed. So when that happened, I says, well, unless I can't walk, I'm going to be there.
Yeah. You know, and there may be times where the Lord says, stay home and rest, but
right.
It'll be because there'll be that peace of, you'll know it's the Spirit of God saying, I want you to rest today. It won't be because the enemy's trying to fight you.
Right.
But you know, it's, I'm going to say this, sometimes it's even important where we sit in church, where we sit in wherever we sit. This has been a number of years back. I don't know, 10 years ago, 12 years ago. I had gone to a ladies' conference in this area. I had never been to that particular ladies' conference. I had not been to that particular type of conference. They have it once a year, I think. It was the only time I had ever been to it. And I got there early because I didn't know how quickly it would fill up and whatnot. So anyhow, I got there early and I went in. The building was almost empty. You know, just a handful of people were already there. And so I kind of liked, I don't like sitting in the back. I don't want to sit necessarily on the front row. but I like to be pretty close to the front. But anyhow, I had picked a spot, I don't know, maybe three rows back, second or third row. And it was folding chairs. So it was, my goodness, there might have been 12, 15 chairs in that row. And I went down that row, I don't know, maybe three, and I sat down and I thought, this is where I'm going to sit. And then I looked and there was a post, one more over, and I thought, you know what, maybe I'll sit by that post because people won't be tracking back and forth over my feet, because I think there was a little aisle opening kind of right there. So I moved over a chair or two chairs. And do you know, I felt the Spirit of the Lord saying, move back. So I went back and I sat in that chair that I had initially sat in. Well, then as that meeting went on, come to find out, and I didn't know this, I'd never even heard of it, that the lady that she and her team, they had prayed and had written prophetic words, and in under just a handful of chairs, they had taped those prophetic words underneath those chairs in an envelope.
Oh, wow.
You couldn't see them, you know, unless you got down on your hands and knees and looked. So during that meeting, she said, everybody reach under your chair and see if you feel an envelope. Well, sure enough, I reached under my chair, and it was one of the few that had an envelope. And she said, bring it up. And so I brought it up, and she read that prophetic word. And, girl, it was like it was reading my mail. I mean, it absolutely was.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, Lord, no wonder I was supposed to sit there, because, see, there probably wasn't half a dozen, you know, out of like 300 people, there probably wasn't half a dozen cards, six or seven, eight cards underneath the chairs. But see, God, that was the word he had for me. So I can say from experience, it's important sometimes even where you sit. And just like God had you sit by that woman and wanted you to pray for her, you know, had you felt the fire of God in your hands, sometimes even as something as sensitive as where we sit makes a difference.
Amen. Amen. Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. Well, did you have anything you were needing special prayer about, girl?
No, not tonight.
Okay.
I thank you. I thank you for the word.
Oh, you're more than welcome. It's always good to hear from you. I always love talking to you. So have a good evening,
you
girl.
You too.
You be blessed.
You too. God bless you.
All right. 205-531. I believe this Miss Julia May.
Yes, she's away from Alabama. Mm-hmm.
How are you doing tonight, sweetie?
Fine, just fine.
Good. Good to hear that. Well, let's pray for your Father, I thank you for Julia May. Whoo, girl. I feel God as soon as I said your word name. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the word of God in her mouth. That your word is sharper than a two-edged sword. Lord, I thank you, Father. Girl, I see, man, I can feel the Spirit of God. I'm telling you what. I see the fire of God and like a sword coming out of your mouth, girl.
Mm-hmm.
God, the Spirit of God, the Word of God. I just see like God, you pouring over the Word of God. The Lord just using the, you know, he says, open your mouth and I'll fill it. But that the word of God spoken in authority and in faith that moves mountains. It moves mountains. And, you know, the word, it says, my word does not return unto me void, but it accomplishes things whereunto it sent.
Oh, yes.
Father, I just thank you, Lord, for using Julia May, Lord, as a mouthpiece for the Lord, a mouthpiece, Lord, that she speak the word and see it done. God, I thank you for using her, Lord. I thank you, Father, for causing the words, the words in the scripture, Lord, the word of God to just jump off the pages at her.
Thank you, Father.
Lord, that becomes a reality in a new way. Lord, even guiding her to certain scripture, Lord, that she will use that word, Lord, in warfare. She'll use that word like a sword. Father, that your word is sharper than a two-edged sword. Lord, I thank you, Father, for using her. God, I thank you, Lord, for honoring your word. Lord, that heaven and earth will pass away, but your word shall stand forever. Lord, I just sense, use the word of God. Use the word of God.
Yeah.
Speak the word of God. There's authority in God's word. There's authority in God. It's just God using you, an anointing in your life to speak the word. God using you to speak forth that word. Sometimes our words won't always do anything. Our words won't always cause the water to part, but the word of God will cause things to happen. The word of God will cause things to change. The word of God activates the angels. God, when we speak his word, it's like transformation. It's like things in the spirit, they happen, they move. We see things happen with the word of God. There's power in the word. Father, I thank you, Lord, for anointing her tongue, for anointing her voice. God, for giving her boldness, for giving her, Lord, just that authority of feeling, that authority of God behind her words, behind her prayers, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for directing her steps in that. Lord, that she will know, that she will stand boldly and proclaim your word. Lord, as you direct her, as and you showing her, Lord, those words. Father, I thank you. I thank you, God. I thank you, God, for using her. Lord, to change things, to change atmospheres, to change, to see the lame walk. Lord, to see people set free, to see people healed, to see people saved, things broken off of their life, bondages broken off their life, the demonic thing is broken off their life. Lord, so that they may be healed and freed and saved. Father, I thank you for it. I thank you, Father. I'm hearing the word firebrand, firebrand. I know what a firebrand is because I'm a country girl, but I'm not sure in what sense God is speaking it. But I just know God has, God like his word, his God, his word just being like fire in you. And spoken, spoken like a fiery sword coming out of your mouth. So, Lord, I just thank you, God, for Julia May, and Lord, I bless her. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the miraculous. Lord, I thank you for boldness. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for that. Lord, for that confidence in you. Lord, I thank you for that confidence, Lord, and even in conviction to stand, Lord, that conviction, Lord, that tenacity, that boldness, that courage to stand and say, God is true. God is true. His word is true. So, Lord, I bless her. I bless her family. I bless her home. Lord, I thank you for bringing provision. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for satisfying her soul, for satisfaction, Lord, for satisfying her, Lord, for satisfying her. Lord, that she has more than enough, every need met in every area. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Girl, when I start praying for you, I can just feel God. I love that. I don't always feel the Lord on every prayer. Sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. Mm-hmm. But I absolutely, as soon as I said your name, I could just feel the presence of God.
Mm-hmm. You're doing fine.
Was there anything, is there anything you wanted to share tonight or prayer about anything special that you were wanting?
Well, you cover, like I said, I think I had prayer for my nephew, wife, Janice. She, I don't know if I had told you, she's a diabetic, and they put her in a coma. She won't do a little thing for prayer. Her kidneys had shut down in her lungs and everything, but they said that her kidneys had came back functioning and her lungs open because they had on the ventilator. They wanted to take her off, but he wouldn't allow. But thank God, you know, my sister-in-law called me, his mother, and told me, you know, she was doing better. She was pulling back through, and I said, thank God, you know, because so many, you know, with her being a diabetic, she had, you know, so many problems. She had pneumonia, had breathing problems so bad. But other than that, like I said, jumping, doing fine, her fluid is not building back up, and, you know, just praying for folks, like, still with jobs and, like myself, you know, I had to stop working to take care of her. And mm-hmm. So we're praying for God's provision. I know there's a lot of other folks, you know, they need help and because of a child, because a lot of schools are coming up with the virus, unfortunately. And
yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of them not wearing the mask. Mm-hmm. So I know probably some more parents, you know, have to stay home and they probably need, you know, financial help too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope everybody that can will get some ivermectin. You can buy it at feed stores right now.
Mm-hmm.
Horse dewormer. That's, you know, it's just a horse dewormer, but I mean it's safe, and a lot of people are using it. A lot, you know, me being around horse people, a lot of people are using it for a preventative. But it's many, like if they feel a symptom or something, then they're taking mm-hmm. a dose of it. You know, a couple doses of it, and so many people are being completely. just recovering just almost immediately. I mean, within just a few days with that. And it's real inexpensive, too. I mean, it's cheap.
Now, what
so
you
I
say?
Hope as many people. It's called ivermectin. It's a horse warmer that you get it at feed stores. You know, it's like $9.95 for a tube that would have, you know, like 10 doses in it. So it's certainly way more affordable than what most people are getting. But at any rate, well, thank you, Lord. You know, God is just is using your girl and is going to use you more in speaking his word and praying. And I know you're praying for your family and you're praying for different ones and you're seeing breakthrough. But I think you're going to see it in a greater way there.
Okay. Well, God bless you, and thank you for praying, and thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome, hon. Good to talk to you, and you have a blessed week. Let me get a little drink right quick. All right, 903-918. I believe this, Miss Michelle.
Yes, it is. How are you doing?
I'm good, honey. It's good to hear from you tonight, and I hope you've been doing good this week.
Yes.
Let's pray for you, and then we'll talk a little bit. Father, I thank you for Michelle, God, and I thank you. I just hear the word light. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that she is a light. I'm actually hearing that you're a light to your community, Lord. I thank you that Michelle is a light, Lord, to those around her. Lord, that she is a light, that she is a delight. But she is a light. She is a light of God. She is a light that shines on a hill, Lord. You know, the word says that we don't take a light and we put it under a bushel, but a light that's set on a hill cannot be hid. God has called you as a light in the midst of a dark world. He's called you as a light to your family, to those around you. He has called you as a light. Not only a light to help bring people to God, to speak encouragement to them, God has also called you to bring joy. God has called you to bring joy to others. Joy in the sense that the atmosphere changes, not joy in the sense of telling jokes or just laughing, but joy in the sense of bringing the Spirit of God into situations that you're an atmosphere changer. You're an atmosphere changer. That your words, the way you can even redirect conversations. See, many times that's one of the first things we do to change the atmosphere in something, to change is like if people get on real negative things, they want to talk about the news, they want to talk about what all is wrong in the world, is we come in and we can just change the conversation so that we bring things over to a lighter side. We bring things over to a more positive. We talk about the good things of God. We talk about things that are pleasant. You know, the word says in Philippians says that if there's anything lovely, anything good, think on these things. And so particularly in this day and time when there are so many things happening that are, you know, that are ugly and are confusing and are scary and you know, things that are just wrong, you know, that are going on in this world, and people are they're afraid. People are wondering what in the world is going to happen. There's so much confusion. There's so much insecurity. That thinking on these things of how secure we are in God, how we're loved in God, that even the testimonies of what God has done in the past, that we can come in as a light, and then change the atmosphere by changing the conversation. And that seems like an easy thing. It seems like a light thing. But, you know, right now it's something that is so needed in redirecting, help to redirect where people's thoughts are. You know, we see that a lot even if you're around really elderly people, sometimes if they're in old folks' homes and things like that, or even just elderly at home, and they feel like that all of the good things in life has passed them by. You know, sometimes, and I did that with my dad. When my dad was the last few months, he was alive and he was in a assisted living. Sometimes I would have to bring him back because they get to where they don't remember things good. I'd have to bring him back to memories of good things that he enjoyed. You know, back when he had cows or back when we'd had horses when he was younger and things that he enjoyed or maybe have him bring him back to remembering things, even maybe when we were little or when he was in the army, just various things. You know, and it lightens the heart. It lightens the heart, and it lightens people's spirits to think upon good things. But God has called you, girl, to share. I know you pray. You pray for your family. I mean, I've heard your prayer requests and how you stand in the gap, and God has given you a great wisdom. You have an ability to share with others. You have an ability to be palatable to others. You know, it's one thing to know how to share. It's another thing to share in a way that people can receive it, you know, and to be able to do that. You know, and when we come across as truly caring and truly loving, people do receive. They do. But you have that ability to share into people's lives and to truly care about people and to stand in the gap for them. But God has called you as a light. He has set you as a light on a hill, an atmosphere changer. And Lord, I just thank you for Michelle. God, I thank you, Lord, for blessing her life, for not only using her to bring joy to others, Lord, but for bringing new joys and great joys into her life. Lord, I thank you for putting a song in her mouth. Lord, I thank you for putting a song in Michelle's mouth. And Lord, her singing great thanks to you and love to you, Lord. And Father, even when she has days that she feels down, Lord, that song in her heart, Lord, as she praises you and sets her thoughts upon you, Lord, how it's going to lift her heart and change the atmosphere around her even. Lord, and that you're going to pour out your love in a way that she's not even known, Lord, that she's just going to feel the honey from heaven. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, that you are going to taste the goodness of God in such a real way, the goodness of God, and you're going to share that goodness, and others are going to see it, they're going to feel it, they're going to recognize it, and you're going to see it. So, Father, I thank you for Michelle, and Lord, I bless her. I bless her, Lord, I bless her. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for using her as a light that cannot be hidden, that she will not put her light under a bushel, Lord, no, that she is called as a light to others to show your goodness and your love, or to show the joy of the Lord that is her strength. In our strength, in Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God.
So has anything new been going on in your life, hon? Any testimonies you want to share with us tonight?
Well, I just kind of been under attack with my health this week, and I just needed prayer concerning that.
Okay. Well, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for helping Michelle. Father, we just speak healing. I come into agreement with her, Lord. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that your word says that by your stripes, by Jesus' stripes, we were healed. Lord, that you are her provision in every way. You are her provision for healing. You are her provision for finances. You are her provision for wealth and healthness and joy in every way. But Lord, I just speak to her body, Lord, to come into alignment with the word of God, that she is wonderfully and fearfully made, and that her body perform in the way that it was created to. Lord, I speak healing to joints. Father, I speak healing to joints. Lord, I speak healing to the tendons and cartilages. Lord, I speak healing, Lord, over muscles. Father, I speak healing over sinuses. Father, I speak healing, Lord, over the organs in her body. Father, I speak healing over her feet. Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing everything to alignment, everything into perfection. Lord, your word says that you perfect everything that concerns us. Lord, I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, for the word of God and the blood of Jesus. Lord, the blood of Jesus that cleanses, the blood of Jesus that paid every price for her healing. And Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over her. The blood, the blood, the blood. Lord, I thank you, Father, for communion. Lord, where you've shown us that your blood paid it all. And Lord, I just thank you for bringing restoration to her. Restoration to her body. Restoration to every part of her life, Lord, where she feels like she has lost anything. Lord, whether we lose mobility, whether we lose strength, whether we lose just the ability to do things that we once could do that now we feel like we can't. Father, I thank you for restoration and wholeness. Lord, I thank you for wholeness. And Lord, I'll take that one too. Wholeness. For as many as the Lord touched were made whole. Whole. That spirit, soul, and body were made whole. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God.
Praise God. Girl, I would say take communion too, and you may do it on a regular basis, but I've learned that it's, you know, we've heard Randy teach on that many, many times, but also just taking communion so that we're targeting certain things at times that kind of, it just helps. You know, it helps us just to be mindful that it is all paid for, that it is already ours. Well, God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you so much.
You're more than welcome, sweetie. Have a good week.
You too.
Okay, 315-254, who am I speaking with?
Good evening. My name is Aunt Louise.
Say it again.
It's Aunt Louise.
How do you say Aunt Louise?
Yes, you said it right.
Okay, I'll try to spell that and put that down. Okay, and where are you calling from, Aunt Louise?
From Orlando, Florida.
Okay, from Florida. Okay. All right. Well, good to thank you for waiting and thank you for calling and good to hear from you tonight. So I think that's
thank
the first
you.
Time. Is this the first time you've ever called in, or have you called into others' programs before?
I have.
Okay.
A couple of times.
Okay. Well, let's pray for your father. I thank you for Aunt Elise, and Lord, I thank you, God, that she is a flower in your garden. Father, I thank you that Aunt Elise is a flower in your garden. She is a planting of the Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you have given her a kind heart and a thoughtful heart. Lord, I thank you, Father, that you have given her favor with friends. I just see that you have friends that really treasure you. And I'll say that's a wonderful thing. Friends, you know, true friends are real, honestly, they're very rare in life. And the older you get, the more you realize that. But that there are people that truly treasure you.
Yeah.
And Father, I just thank you, Lord, Father, that you have put that, you have put I'm hearing the word like attraction. There's like almost like a magnet quality of you to some others, that there's things about you that actually draws people. And that's typically the favor of God that's on you that draws people. But Father, I thank you, Lord, for using Aunt Elise, Lord, for using her, God, to touch the lives of others, to be able to speak into the lives of others. Father, I thank you, Lord, for directing her path, Lord, so that this favor and this ability to be seen and to be heard. Lord, that she will use that ability, that platform, that she will use any platform that you give her, God, Lord, to glorify you, to turn people to you, Lord, to point people towards you. Aunt Elise, I just sense like there's a favor about you, that people are drawn to you in a way. There's a beauty about you. There's a beauty about your heart, about your countenance, that you're loved, that you're loved, that people are drawn to you. Uh, There's something in, God has put something within your voice, you know, an attraction. There's something within your voice that God has given you that is a God quality. I don't know if you, I don't know if it's just something in the sound of your voice. I don't know if the Lord, if you sing, the Lord has not given me clarity on that, but there's something, there's a quality about you that God would use you, like I said, that people are drawn to you, that there's something about you that people love. God would, I feel like that God would give you platform, you know, that he's called you to have a voice to speak to people, that they're, as you're following God, as you're walking with God, as you're growing with the Lord, that, you know, that God would give you platform to speak the word of God. I'm having a little bit of difficulty putting it all into words, what I'm seeing, but Lord, I just thank you, God. Lord, I thank you for the favor that you have given on Felicia. Lord, I thank you, Father, for that quality in her voice, for that quality in her countenance, Lord, that is from you, that is just a favor of God, something that, Lord, that would draw people, Lord, and her be able to share for you, Lord, that she will use the platform, she will use the influence. That's the word I'm looking for, that she will use the influence that she has, Lord, to speak to people towards you. She will use the influence she has to point people towards you. So, Lord, I just speak protection over her life. Lord, I speak health over her life. Lord, I speak guidance and great wisdom, Lord, discernment, Father. Lord, that you just put your hedge of protection around her, Father, and draw her to yourself, God, that she is yours. Lord, that she be yours, and Father, that she just draw closer to you. Lord, that you reveal yourself to her in a way that she's never even known. Lord, that she begin to see herself as the anointed of the Lord, called and chosen. Called and chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen. And the difference many times in the chosen are the ones that say yes. God loves each and every one, but many will not say yes. Many are called, but few are chosen. But oh, that we would see those great and mighty things of God when we say yes and get to see exactly who we were created to be, that influence, that calling, that place, that God place, that God destiny. So Lord, I just speak healing. I speak purpose and destiny, Lord, over her. And Lord, I just thank you for keeping her, for guiding her, Lord, and for helping her to be connected with to those God connections, Lord, that will help her to be put into place, Lord, those God connections that will help her along her journey with you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Well, was there anything in particular you were wanting prayer about?
Nothing in particular. Whatever God puts on your heart.
Okay. Well, that's what I just prayed, was what the Lord was putting on my heart about you. But I don't know anything about you in the natural, and you know that, but I just sense that, God, that there's a real beauty about you. There's a real, there's something about you, a quality of God that has about you that makes you, you know, like something in your voice, something in your countenance that draws other people in God using you, God using that, God using you as you say yes and as you walk with him. I think you'll be very surprised at what all God does with you and the places he'll take you.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you too, sweetie. Thank you for calling in.
Have a good night.
Get a quick drink. How is Miss Sharon tonight?
Hi. I was just praying that you'd get a chance to pray for me tonight.
Yes, ma'am.
Sometimes
yes, ma'am.
You're so busy, girl, and I have to hang up and call back and hang up and call back, and I end up getting at the end. So thank you, Dee Dee.
Oh, you're more than welcome. I know last night I called into Angela Joy's, and my phone kept dropping the connection. I had to call back in like 5 times, so
I know.
All right.
It's wild.
Yeah, my phone doesn't normally do that, but it sure was last night. Well, Father,
yes.
I thank you for sharing, God, and Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the tenacity. I'm hearing the word tenacity, Lord, the tenacity that you've given her, Lord. Father, Lord, a desperation even that's in her heart, Lord, a desperation for answers, Lord, to know you, to understand, to have clarity. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you have even put some of that, Lord, that you have drawn on that desperation. Lord, you've even added to that, Lord, because you want her. God just wants you to pursue him. God wants you to continue to press and to draw after him and to chase after him. Father, Lord, I thank you, Father, for drawing Sharon, Lord, even into higher things and deeper things, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, how that desperation causes us to press through, Lord, even as it did with me for many years and even still. But Lord, I can remember all those many desperate years as I sought healing, as I sought deliverance in some things, Father. Lord, how that desperation will cause us to press into God and to push out and to take our attention away from things that honestly in the big picture are not important. Things that are really just distractions. So, Lord, I thank you, Father, for calming any fears. Father, I thank you, Lord, for satisfying her questions. Lord, I thank you for causing things to come into focus for her. Lord, pictures, sometimes when pictures are blurry, you know, and we're trying to get them in focus, Lord, I thank you, Father, for bringing things into focus for Sharon. Well, of course, when we get them in focus and we can see things really more what they are, because, you know, even the binoculars, you can look through the binoculars, you don't have glasses on, and you might look and things think, well, you know, that's one thing. That, or I might look through the binoculars and think, okay, that's a coyote, and then when I bring it into focus, think, okay, no, that's just a weed down there. That's just a weed I'm looking at. That's just a piece of a stump,
right,
or something. So, Lord, I thank you, Father, for bringing clarity to Sharon, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for bringing a calmness. Lord, I thank you for bringing a new sense of well-being, for increasing her trust, Lord, for her knowing more and more that she can trust you, that she can rely on you, Lord. But I thank you, Father, for the desperation of a seeking heart being satisfied. Being satisfied and understanding, Lord, and those places that we come to, that sometimes we're like, I'll give up anything. I'll turn loose of anything, God. I'll turn loose of any attitude. I'll turn loose of my time with something else. But Lord, that we get to those places sometimes that we just are willing to turn loose of whatever to have him. And that's exactly where he wants us. Because see, in those places,
yeah,
he pour out. He can pour out to us. He can pour into us. And so many times, you know, he's like, if you will turn that loose, I've got something else to give you. You know, I saw a picture the other day on Facebook or something, and it was a picture of Jesus, and he had this great big teddy bear behind his back and this little child in front of him that had this little bitty teddy bear in their hand.
Uh-huh.
And he was asking the child, he said, you know, will you give me that teddy bear? And the little boy was saying, but I love it, but I love it. Not knowing that the Lord had this great big teddy bear behind his back to give him, but he wanted him
right
to release the little one first so he could give him that big one. And see, God does that with us at times. He draws us and he draws us and he lets us get in that desperate place. He allows it many times,
yeah,
because he wants us to go through these situations that we grow in him. He stretches us and he allows us to grow, but he also allows us to finally turn loose of things or even push things from us that we can have more him, because he's going to always bring blessing. He's not ever going to have us turn loose of something and give us nothing or give us less. He's always going to give us more. You know, we'll turn loose of fears and he'll give us peace and joy. We'll turn loose of sometimes even just turning loose of attitudes and opinions, and God brings, and it's amazing how it brings peace. You know, it's amazing. Just some things, I know I found myself, some things is like, why do I even waste my time thinking about some of those things? It's unimportant. And put my mind on more pleasant things and things that God has. So, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for the raising, Lord, for the raising up that you're doing in Sharon. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the wisdom and the understanding. Lord, for the hunger that you're satisfying. And to those that hunger and thirst for righteousness shall be filled. And Lord, and in all of the filling and in all of the learning, Lord, that what we really find in it is freedom. See, that's what we really find. The further we go, the higher we come with God, the more that we delve into this, we find freedom. Sometimes it may seem like, I know for those, you know, from those on the outside looking in, they may think you're losing freedom, that you're losing the ability to just do whatever you want to. But see, what they don't understand is we're finding freedom. Those other things, they don't satisfy. They bring hooks with them, you know, hooks of the enemy. Things that pull on our peace and things that pull on our well-being. But see, as we find more of God, as we release ourselves and we submit ourselves more to Him, and we let Him just start peeling those things off like an onion, what we find in Him is we find freedom. We find freedom and joy and well-being and a sense of security and a sense of safety. And that in this world today, that is such... is so huge. I'm sure it has been in every age, but with the things we see today, just that sense of I belong to God is a treasure. It's a treasure. So Father, I thank you, Lord, for satisfying Sharon's heart, satisfying her mind, Lord, for answering her questions, Lord, and most of all for pouring out your love on her. Lord, the word says that perfect love casteth out all fear. And Lord, I thank you for satisfying her questions, bringing understanding. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for working in her relationships that are around her life. Lord, and the love of God and the goodness and peace of God, Lord, just invade every relationship. Love never fails. So, Lord, we thank you and we love you and we praise you and we give you all honor and glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, God makes me cry too, which I'm a little bit of a crybaby anyhow.
Yeah.
Well, sweetie, was there anything in particular that you wanted prayer about while I've got you?
Yeah, it's extra prayer for my daughter and grandchildren. They're going on a vacation, and I just want to make sure that they're safe
and
protected
and covered. Lord, I just thank you, Father, for covering Sharon's family, Lord. Those precious grandbabies and her daughter, Lord, just putting a hedge of protection around them, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for sending the angels with them, Lord. We know the angels are with them. Your word says that, but Lord, that they just, the angels be in front of them and behind them, below them, above them, and on every side, Lord. Lord, that you just go before them and make the crooked places straight, Father. And we thank you for keeping them safe in every way. Lord, for letting it be a time of great joy and great relaxation and Lord, that they just enjoy one another, Lord. We just ask for favor in their rooms, favor in their meals, Lord, to get the best parking spots and the best of everything, Lord. And, Lord, that they recognize, Lord, even that they recognize that it's the blessing of the Lord working in their life. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for peace, for sharing while they're traveling. And we thank you, Lord, for the travel mercies of God, Lord, that you're with them and caring for them. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you so much, Jeannie. I do have one more request. might be, feel kind of funny, but my ex-father-in-law,
uh-huh.
who, I don't know, big part of our my life, you know, hated me. But he's really sick. And I guess he's in hospice. And,
I didn't hear that part. It kind of muddled.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said he's very sick.
Okay.
And he's on the hospice right now.
Okay.
So I just wanted to pray for him and his family.
Yeah. Okay. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this precious soul, Lord, that you love, that Jesus died for. And, Lord, the first thing we ask, Lord, is that if he doesn't know you, Father, Lord, that you would visit him in such a real way. Lord, speak to him in dreams. Speak to him in visions, Lord. Let him have an encounter with Jesus in a way that he may have never known. But, Lord, I thank you for giving him peace and understanding, Lord, for just surrounding his family, Lord, with peace. Lord, that the love of God would invade his room and would invade their rooms. Lord, when they're around him, Lord, that they would feel the love of God. Lord, even give him glimpses of heaven, of Jesus. And, Lord, I thank you for, Lord, just opening his heart to the reality of eternity, the reality of the love of God and Jesus, Lord, of how much you care for him, Lord, and that our last breath here is our first breath there. Lord, we ask that in this transition, Lord, that there will just be no suffering, Lord, that he would fall asleep in this world and wake up in the arms of Jesus, wake up in heaven. And, Lord, we know that all of our journeys on this earth, they do come to an end. Lord, whether some are taken in the rapture later, Lord, but for every one of us, it said it's appointed unto man once to die. And, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for bringing satisfaction to his soul, Lord. Father, that there would be no unspoken goodbyes or I love yous, but each and every one, Lord, that they would express their heart of love. Lord, that forgiveness and mercy would have its way in that family, Lord. And we just speak a blessing over them, Lord. And we just thank you, Father, for just surrounding him with love and peace, Lord, that he'd have an encounter with you that would just bring, Lord, just cause all fear to go. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
You're such a good prayer.
Oh, thank you, hon.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just pray my heart. Well, you're more than welcome, sweetie, and that's so kind of you to, you know, to stand in the gap for an ex-father-in-law like that and such. So that's God's heart. That's sharing God's heart when you do that. So, God bless you, hon.
I loved what you said. I'm very grateful for that. I like that, to go to sleep in this world and wake up in the next. It brings a lot of memories. My ex-husband died many years ago, so he'll be there, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, the word says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So it's, you know, the more we understand that when we belong to the Lord, there should be no fear in death. You know, no one in, I know the process is what some people fear, but I mean, we belong to God and we know that we have all eternity with him. So, you know, it's a peace. Well, we're out. I think we're out of time tonight. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, I just said, you know, and she's going to be here still. You know, it's going to be hard, very hard for her. So,
oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So I appreciate your prayers.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Yeah, it's difficult for the ones that are left because, I mean, we miss them, and sometimes it changes different ones' lifestyles, you know. Sometimes when one of them passes away, their finances change and just being alone and things like that. So it's difficult. I mean, it's difficult. So.
Right.
So thank you. Thank you for calling, and thank you for waiting, and I'm so glad I had time to get to you tonight. I know there's been a time or two here lately that I had so many callers that I wasn't able to get to you. But I am glad that I got to speak with you tonight.
Me too. Thank you so much for your prayers.
Oh,
exactly,
you're more
what
welcome.
I needed. Thank you, Lord. Okay, honey. Bye.
Good night. All right. God bless each and every one, and thank you each and thank you all of you for staying and listening and just listening to the program. And thank you for standing in the gap for me and for other callers that were needing prayer. And I just speak a blessing over you in Jesus' mighty name. May God pour out abundantly upon your life. May you feel the goodness of God and the richness of God this week. May you see blessings and miracles and just all of the treasures of God be poured out upon you this week. God loves you. I love you. I appreciate you so very much. Amen and good night.